Item G, which is not an action item. I think we can proceed to that.
Yes. So Les Butler will be back to inform the council about the $16 million delay reimbursement from Deloitte.
I think we just saved $4 million.
Good afternoon again.
Good afternoon.
This item will be quick, I believe. It's just for information, and I want to talk about the delay reimbursement from Deloitte and the $16 million. When we went through vendor testing with CCMS, vendor testing is the last phase of testing where the vendor validates that that product works before they hand it over to the courts and the AOC for our product acceptance testing. During that phase, there were a lot of issues identified by courts and AOC that indicated there were quality issues with CCMS. So we went back to Deloitte, and they acknowledged that there were issues, and those issues were going to cause a 10-month delay in the project. So Deloitte was on the hook to correct the issues, and they were also on the hook to reimburse the courts AOC for the cost incurred to the branch for that delay. So there were two reimbursement options that we discussed and negotiated with Deloitte. The first, well, let me back up. The total cost of delay was $16 million, which we've talked about, and we throw around the $16 million all the time. But there were two reimbursement options that we discussed with them. The first was an in-kind deployment to Fresno that was valued at $16 million, and the second was a cash reimbursement of $16 million to the branch. So, next slide. So, the Fresno deployment was predicated upon us having completed the early at least one early adopter court, and either completed or being very close to completion on it. So when this was negotiated, those plans were in place. That obviously hasn't happened, but the reason was Deloitte would reuse the tools, the configuration, and the templates that were done through the early adopter courts. And the other kind of requirement was that we have a statement and work with Deloitte for the Fresno deployment before the end of March, so March 31st, 2012, which is, you know, a few days away. We also could elect to receive the $16 million in cash. So in the contract, the way it's written, after October 16th, we could elect to receive that $16 million in cash, and if we don't have a Fresno statement of work in place by the end of March, then we are deemed to have elected to receive that $16 million in cash. So that is basically where we are today. We will get that $16 million in cash. It'll come back to the branch. There's some caveats that to talk about this reimbursement. And how the money's allocated depends on what fiscal year we expend the funds and the fund source that we put it back to. So if it's 11 and 12 expenditure and we want to put it back to the trial court trust fund, it will require additional appropriation authority and approval from the Department of Finance and the chairperson of the Joint Legislative Budget Committee. If it's a trial court improvement fund, it would not require any additional approval. If it's a modernization fund, it requires appropriation authority and approval from the Department of Finance. If we put the money into fiscal year 12 and 13, and it's the trial court trust fund, then we have sufficient authority, or at least sufficient authority is anticipated. If it's the improvement fund, it doesn't require any additional approval from any of the other branches of government. And if it's the modernization fund, it again requires additional appropriation authority and approval from the Department of Finance. So that kind of sums up the $16 million. We're going to get it back in cash. There will be a decision that needs to be made over what year, fiscal year, that goes into and what fund it goes into. And if there's other questions around that, Blackfield's probably the best person to ask those questions to. Yes.
Mr. Butler, I was curious, depending upon what fund it's placed into, are there restrictions then on how the money may be spent?
Yes. So,
okay. So for instance, Zlatko, if we put it in the trial court improvement fund where we need no additional authority to be able to put it in there, what kind of restrictions then are placed on us using the money?
I don't think it's an issue. I mean, it would, in theory, have to be consistent with the kinds of programs that we currently fund out of the improvement fund. It's a matter of, well, first of all, what I'd say is this, is that most of the funds, as I understand it, should be going back to the trust fund based on where the funds were spent. So that's the we haven't done a final analysis of all the places where the funds came from, but it's the bulk of it should go back to the trust fund. And there's really no restrictions. So as long as it's consistent with the expenditure authorities within the improvement fund or the mod fund, there's really no other issues. It's just a matter of authority from the legislature.
What about trial court operations?
It's just now cash in the fund, and so it's available resources.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
$300 bill.
Well, thank you. It's good news.
For once, for me.
So this concludes our agenda for today, but I think it really bears repeating that I know this council has made great effort to really understand the history of CCMS, excuse me, and also its challenges, and it's been already said today about its development evolution to completion. But I think everyone here has become that much more of an expert on the process and the concerns, and then the governance policies that seem to also coincide with issues of a statewide computer system. And I thank you all for your deliberation and the exchange of information and bringing a statewide perspective, regardless of the courts you come from and what your court's interests are, to have a statewide perspective on what the branch will look like 12 years from now. When we come to the Judicial Council, we have a global aerial view of the branch. And so I thank you for your effort and dedication. It's been a lot of hard work, and everyone has held up admirably. Especially want to take this opportunity to thank Judge Herman and the Internal Committee for all the work you've done on bringing counsel up to speed. Thank you. And part of my gratitude also goes to Justice Breniers for having held the laboring oar for quite a while on bringing the CCMS to fruition and helping the rest of us understand it. So we're about to adjourn. I just remind you that our next regularly scheduled meeting is April 23rd and 24th. Safe travel. Thank you.